Welcome to Living Above the Drama. I'm your host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio, and today my guest is Dr. Laurel Mellon, and she is a New York Times bestselling author, a health psychologist, associate clinical professor at University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine, and the founder of the Emotional Brain Training, or EBT, method. She has been a faculty member at UCSF for more than 30 years, and her work has been featured on Oprah Today, Good Morning America, U.S. News and World Report, Time, Psychology Today, and many more. Her method was named one of the top 10 medical advances of the year by Health Magazine. Her two latest books are The Stress Eating Solution and The Stress Overload Solution, which gives the public an opportunity to experience the 30-day step-by-step way to learn how to become emotional superstars and move through stress to joy, often in as little as 4 minutes, to stop cravings and stop the stress buzzer from being unstuck. Dr. Mellon teaches her method to medical students and faculty at UCSF and is an internationally recognized expert on obesity, stress, and neuroplasticity. Well, I am so excited to have you on. We had such a wonderful conversation. And you know, you really like surprised me pleasantly, because you are a colleague of the most marvelous neurobiologist. Her name went right out of my head, of course, Candace Burt. And Candace was really something. So you were obviously hanging around in very rarefied air and doing exceptionally wonderful work. And so I'm so excited for you to come on and talk about it.
Well, what a pleasure to be here with you. I'm so honored. I've looked at all the different programs you've been orchestrating, and you really do have a beautiful way about bringing this to the public. And I'm grateful to be here.
Well, delightful. Now, we're going to jump right in here, because we have to tell everybody, by way of an introduction, all of us know what it's like, to live in a high-stressed culture, because I guess we're probably at the peak of it right now. I mean, especially with what's going on, there's so much stress, and people are so put upon at this point. And you have come up with your research and your years of working on this with a way of understanding how to diffuse the neuropsychology and physiology of what's going on with stress producing anxiety and accumulating to the point of, almost disassociation. I mean, at some points I wonder if we are disassociating, because we're really, really so stressed out. You said illness as a failure of self-regulation. So why don't you jump in, talk about, illness and self-regulation and all of these incredible brain states that you've identified, and I'm sure the audience is very excited about hearing about it.
Well, thank you. As a young faculty member at UCSF, I was taught a different paradigm. It was not a brain-based paradigm. It was about risk factors. You had exercise you should do, stress you should do, sleep, different things you should do, be with other people. And it was an old paradigm before we understood the brain, that there are all these various things we should target and change in order to change ourselves and be healthy. Since 2010, when there was major changes in neuroplasticity and neurophysiology, we know that is an out-of-date paradigm, and it will take probably another 5 or 10 years. But one reason I wrote both of those books is to bring what happens in doctors' offices and in psychologists' offices and public health offices to the public, so anybody can learn these skills. But this is the new neurobiology, that in fact stress becomes internal, which is pretty wonderful, because when you say, oh, there's all this stress, what can you do about stress that's outside? But it actually goes into your brain, for all of us, day in, day out. The stress brain is called the emotional brain, and it has no walls, so it just lops in all this stress over and over again, and it essentially piles up. The brain gets more and more stressed, and when it gets stressed, it's not our fault, but the lower parts of the brain that are really operated by the reptilian brain take charge. And lo and behold, we end up going to excess in different ways, or getting depressed or anxious or overeating or some other excess, like even technology. And the reason we say, why did I just do that? It was because my brain stress has piled up and it's causing me to go to extremes. And that's wonderful, because it means stress is very personal, and there's a very clear pathway out of that internal stress that gives us all much more control over our health and the quality of our lives.
Right. And isn't a lot of that extreme behavior, in a way, it's kind of like the body, the unconscious, is trying to distract itself, to self-medicate it, to self-regulate. It doesn't work that way, but the body does make some kind of an attempt, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
To adjust itself. So can you talk to that? Because a lot of people feel bad that their behavior is extreme, or if they're overeating or they're overdoing anything. But isn't that really kind of a sign of health?
So essentially, the brain is so brilliant. In fact, I was going to write a book one time called The Seven Perfections of the Emotional Brain, because even when we feel bad, it's really just a wake-up call that's saying, hey, sweetheart, or hey, fella, essentially there's some stress inside there. Let's get your attention so we can clear it out. So even the negative emotions that come are really a wake-up call that it's not our fault. It's actually the stress that is building up in our brain. And there are very simple tools people can use, emotional tools, because it's the emotional brain. And I can even teach you some of them to clear out that stress. The major frustration, and why I've written this book and then two others that are coming up about what's my number, is that people are using the wrong approach to clearing stress. In the olden days, we didn't have as much stress in our brain, so we could think our way out of it. Those days are long gone, and it's because of the nature of the stresses coming in. It's just the world's changing so fast, information overload, so much clutter in our lives is coming in, that the brain kind of gets into a chronic stress state. And so what it means is, if you ask yourself, how do I feel when you're stressed? I don't know how I feel. What do I need? Well, I think I need a cookie. Or what do I think? Well, I think a lot of things, because I can't stop my mind from chattering. So the new question that is of the new paradigm in how we self-regulate, how we clear out the stress from our brain, is to ask ourselves one simple question. And really, I mean, after more than 30 years, I finally figured out that, in fact, if you ask yourself this one question, you will change your approach to how you process your life so that you can feel better faster. And that question is, what number am I? Not how do I feel, what do I think, what should I do? But essentially, there are five numbers or stress levels in the brain. If you know your stress level, for each stress level, there is a beautiful pathway in your brain from that stress level back to feeling great. And all you have to do is have five tools, know five different levels of stress, figure out your number, and literally between 2, 3, 4 minutes, using emotional tools, because it's the emotional brain, you'll be back to feeling great. If you try to think your way out of it or relax your way out of it, when you're stressed, it takes 30 minutes to 3 hours, and no one has time for that. By that time, you could have had a whole quart of ice cream, or texted somebody something that you really don't want to have said to them, and it's too late. So this is why it's really for our times. People don't have time to meditate during their workday for how many hours, or to even go for a run. Essentially, the easy biological way is to process emotions. And the big learning is this, and this is really the gift of emotional brain training. Again, I developed this with my colleagues at UCSF, Igor Mitrovich, Linda Facetto, and also Mike Merzenek, who's the father of neuroplasticity. Is the idea is that we used to think, how do I feel, was the question that we'd ask ourselves. Well, this is the big breakthrough. If we ask ourselves when we're at low stress, in other words, that optimal state is brain state one, that's neuroplasticity and neural integration, and it goes all the way down to brain state five, where we're stressed out. So when we're in low stress, like one or two, like you and I can sit here and chat, and I'll say, how are you feeling? And you say, a little happy and a little sad, and I'll say how I feel. That's at brain state one and two. After that,
feelings are ineffective in telling us what we need. In fact, they just get us upset. Well, I don't know. I'm numb. Well, I don't know. I'm depressed. What do you do about that? So in other words, but interestingly enough, we looked back to how mothers raise their babies. That's evolutionary biology. And we discovered that at each level of stress, the mother actually processes emotions back to a state of well-being differently. And this is based on survival of the species. If a mother can't regulate a baby from a stressed out state back to a good state, their entire physiology is going to be off and they're going to be more likely not to survive. So we go back to real basics. And so we copied those emotional tools and we made them into an app and a book where anyone can get those tools. So essentially, you don't have to fuss about it or overthink. You just, what's my number? You identify your number and you can get back to a state of well-being pretty quickly.
All right. Well, in order for people to be able to ask that question, because that's kind of have to think about things a little differently to ask yourself that question, why don't you share with us the five different numbers that we can come up with when we are asking, basically, where am I at? You know, where's my brain
where am I at?
Where's my brain at this point, you know? So why don't you discuss with us, share with us, how you determined those numbers, the identification of those numbers, and what people can know in order to be able to identify their brain number.
Great. I can even take you through one of the tools, but just to give you a little bit more insight, in terms of survival of the species, the number one job of the genes is to be sure that we survive. And because sometimes we are in fight or flight mode, and if we don't run away from a lion, even if it happens to be a rejecting boyfriend or something with perceived distress, we're not going to survive. We need the really quick areas of our brain, the bottom of our brain, which is the reptilian brain, to be in charge. When we're trying to finish our dissertation or to write a poem or to analyze a program, we have to use the neocortex, the top part of our brain, which is much slower. So everyone on the planet has the same brain that automatically, with based on level of stress, switches what brain area is in charge, from the most lofty and complicated all the way down to, get me out of here, I'm going to my cave. So I'd like to first say that when you're in brain state one, the optimal state, you can just put your fingers on the top of your head, brain state one. The thinking brain, the neocortex, is in charge. You feel great. Brain state two, just go down a little bit, maybe to your temples. That area is in charge of the neocortex and the limbic brain. That's two. That's when you feel present and aware, but you don't feel any glow in your body. You don't feel great. And we need to have moments, at least, of feeling great, because it means our reward centers are activated. We all need to feel rewarded. We need to get out of stress and feel rewarded. So brain state one is best, not to be there super glued to that, but to have moments of that joy is really important for our physiology and our well-being. Two is being present and aware, no glow or feeling of well-being in our body. If you go down to your ear, mid-ear, that's the limbic brain. And what you're doing there is you're a little stressed, you're a little wobbly, and then it goes from there down to the fourth, kind of in your jaw. That's brain state four, where you're feeling really definitely stressed. You feel bad inside, really bad inside. And then right at the bottom, the reptilian brain, which is stressed out, overloaded, and overwhelmed, and I'm out of here, and I'm numb, or I'm really hungry, or I'm going to do things with no impulse control whatsoever. So the interesting part about that is, number one, you should not be super glued at brain state one. That would be terrible for your brain. And the reason for that is because when you're at one, you're not breaking up and updating any of the circuits in the bottom of your brain. You're not learning, changing, and growing. And particularly if you're in a fast-paced field or in our world that we live in that's changing so quickly, unless you change the bottom of your brain, you know, your basic expectations about life, you're gonna get stale, you're gonna not be authentic. So what you wanna do is be really able to go through all five levels of stress in any given day without judgment. You lean into your stress. When you're really stressed out, You say, what's my number? Oh my gosh, I'm at 4. You don't want to stay in stress. But the problem with stress is when it becomes chronic. That's when it is the underlying cause of up to 90% of our health problems, chronic stress. Touching into stress, it actually sharpens you, updates your wiring, your expectations about life, and makes you resiliency superstars. So number one, if you haven't been in stress overload for a moment or two in any given day, you probably haven't learned as much as you could, and it's not the best thing. And also, it's a traveling up from stress to joy that strengthens our resiliency pathways. So all you have to do is say, and let's just do it together. Just take a nice deep breath, and you're going to connect with your body. You're going to use your thinking brain to turn your attention to your body, because we experience the activations of our emotional brain, which is basically our health and our physiology in our body. So you can't ask your brain to feel. You have to go to your body to feel. And so you turn your attention to your body, maybe take a nice deep breath. You're just checking in. It just takes a minute or two throughout the day. And then maybe you put your shoulders back and your chest out. And you have kind of a power stance. This is called proprioception, and it gives your body a decrease of 25% of stress hormones just by doing that. It's a great technique. And then you see yourself just like a loving parent would. You say, oh, there she is, or there he is. You know, it's been a difficult day. And you kind of just regard yourself for a moment. And then you say, what number am I? Again, am I at 1, feeling present with a slight glow? 2, present, no glow. 3, a little stressed. 4, definitely stressed. Or 5, stressed out. And just give it a guess. Okay? And then once you do that, you just use the tool for that state, and you will be back to a state of about 1 in two minutes about. And what I really emphasize with anyone using EBT is you start by playing with the tools. Let's say you think you're at a 3 and you use the tool for 3, which helps you flow, the energy flow. What happens is if you don't get back to 1, you learn that, oh, I probably wasn't at 3. Maybe I was at 4. And so it's about being playful and trying the tools for a little bit. That's the first step.
Okay. So, but it does require some training, and it does require some awareness, yeah? I mean, isn't that?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So essentially, this is neuroscience-based psychotherapy that you can do yourself with peers and with a coach, because the circuits in this brain are all the circuits that go haywire. In fact, Freud was right. The problem is not our thinking brain. Our thinking brain can do pretty well, but it gets overwhelmed by stress from the emotional brain. And it's small differences that happen for no fault of our own that get this emotional brain a little mixed up. And so the way that you go about this is you have to start very gently, just with practicing it. Get the app and just practice it and do that for a week or two. There are 2 books on it that teach you how to rewire, and there's a community and a website. But the main thing is the natural progression of changing how you process life is no small undertaking.
Oh, I would. Yes, I know. I was listening to the commercials for Noom. A lot of stuff today, is now all this neuropsychology. As a matter of fact, everything's got an app to it. And whether it's a diet or whether it's food or whatever it is, you have an app that is supposed to really use cognitive psychology and as a way of resolving the particular response or the particular pattern. And it's popping up more and more and more. We're going to have to take a commercial break in just a second. But when we come back, could you talk about neuropsychology as, because what you're talking about is this neuropsychology phenomena, which obviously works pretty well. So can you give us a little history about it? And then how did you come with your colleagues to really develop this? What was there had to be a little trial and error. There had to be some things that you had to discover. So when we come back, Laurel, if you would be good enough to share that with us, I know everyone would like to hear about it. Don't go away. everybody. We will be back with Laurel in just a moment.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donadio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author, Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment, and our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful peer presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donadio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health, visit www.niwh.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL, 888-354-4325.
If someone said you could transform your life and enhance your relationships by using a few simple communication techniques that can be applied in almost any setting, would you want to learn these skills? If the answer is yes, you've picked up the right book. This easy-to-read guide is loaded with simple skills that have been scientifically shown to have a huge impact on our relationships. By using the steps in this book, you will be able to enhance not only your life, but the lives of everyone around you. If you have the intention to practice and apply these skills, it will become a natural part of who you are. A true must-read for anyone who wants to transform their professional and personal lives. Changing Behavior. Immediately transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills by Georgiana Donadio.
You can purchase Changing Behavior by Dr. Georgiana Donadio by visiting Amazon.com, where it is available in both Kindle ebook and paperback.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of HealthCorp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way. What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they've brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
Talking to Dr. Laurel Mellon, who is a New York Times best-selling author, and she is the founder of the Emotional Brain Training Method. She's also an associate clinical professor at the University of California in San Francisco School of Medicine. Laurel, tell us about neuropsychology and how this whole thing evolved, and tell us about the you know, the whole process you went through to come up with this. You've been at it for 40 years, so obviously it's been a process.
It has been. You know, I was a young faculty member, and I was trying to, I was on a federal grant, and I was trying to go to the root cause of childhood obesity. I even wrote the national paper for President Clinton on child obesity. And I was using the traditional methods, which are cognitive behavioral therapy and health education, which are still the two methods that are primarily used. And at that point, I could see that the children who were overeating, had this strong drive to overeat, were not significantly affected by those methods. Now, since that time, and in fact, even 4 years ago, New York University came out with major studies that said, what's going on here? We've been using cognitive behavioral therapy for all these years, right when all these stress-related epidemics are going on. So understand that the root cause of depression, anxiety, diabetes, cancer, obesity, the major addiction, all of these are really essentially expressions of the brain stuck in stress overload. The circuits in the brain are stuck
there. Absolutely. Okay, so, yeah, and I just want to interject for people who don't know about it. Laurel worked with Dr. Candace Pert, who actually, she explored the chemistry of how thoughts and how, you know, emotions that are not processed and kind of let go of, how they biochemically impact the membranes, the brains of your cells, and gives them false messages about how to malfunction, which is where these disease processes come from. So I think it's really important, Laurel, that we make that connection. That, you know, they say what you think is who you become. Well, the thoughts we think, the feelings we have that get stuck, as Laurel is saying, these are the things that cause chronic conditions.
It is. And one of the ways that, one of the things that makes this so difficult is you can look at human biology from circuitry, from chemicals, from organs, and the way we choose to do it in EBT is to look at the flow of energy, that is the wires in the brain. And the reason we do that is because you can change those flows of energy, and the flows of energy are what are chemically active throughout the body. If you have to have a lot of drugs and a lot of medications to change the chemistry from outside, but if you change the activations in the emotional brain, the chemicals start flowing to promote health instead of disease. But this is a major sad story and an important story for everyone to know. The way the brain works, when you're thinking, using top-down thinking brain approaches, they're extremely effective when you're at brain stage 1 and 2 in low stress. This gives us the illusion, like all these diet programs and all they tell you what you should do. And you, when you're in low stress, you can do all of it and you feel so good about yourself and you say, I finally figured out my problem. I'm not gonna yell at my child anymore or overeat or drink too much or whatever. You have this false sense of control because the pathways in the brain, the wires that control these excessive behaviors and emotional states, are at the bottom of the brain. And they've now proven that when you go out of this, you know, la-la land of feeling really great, because every life has problems and every life has challenges because we need those challenges to grow, and you go into a stress state and the bottom part of your brain is in charge, everything you've learned is totally offline. You have no access to the coping skills or even what you should do. You're driven by the reptilian brain and you're going to do whatever you did before. And so you go into that and you say these things and do these things. And then you say, what's wrong with me anyway? Why can't I get myself together? There's nothing wrong with you. The methods we've been using nationally, unfortunately, have now been proven to be out of date, particularly because the stress load in the brain is much more. In order to make friends with our bodies and our brains, we need to have emotional tools so that in any level of stress, we can process that stress out, clear away that stress, back to a state of well-being really quickly. And when we do, we're back in the driver's seat and we don't blame ourselves, because we know if you're at 4 or 5, all you have to do is switch it up to a brain state 1, and then all of a sudden you'll have good ideas and all those nice thoughts and helpful suggestions that you learned before, they'll work again. But it's impossible for them to work when the reptilian brain is in charge.
Now, did you do studies that followed up on outcomes? I mean, how many trial studies or clinical studies, registered studies, did you do at the university that really proved or demonstrated this to be so?
There are more than 10 studies that have shown this to be effective. And most important, anything that you do, we're talking about cost effectiveness for our nation, for healthcare. Healthcare is breaking the bank because we're not getting at the circuits at the bottom of the brain, nor teaching our population how to be in high stress without judgment and spiral up out of it with emotional tools. So we're going to have one-on-one counseling for half of Americans, given the emotional and behavioral healthcare load, and then there's going to be no money left for the children and the next generation. So what the key is if you an intervention that's only effective when you're in process, a medication that's only effective when you're taking it, a CBT, cognitive behavioral program that's only effective when you're using it, it's not going to be cost effective, and it's not getting to the root cause. So there's agreement throughout the science community that the root cause of our problems are these stress circuits, these stress reactive circuits everybody has through no fault of their own, from adverse childhood events, later trauma, and even just from life, we get these circuits. And we're not teaching our population how to clear those circuits out. And because of that, it's very expensive to treat these stress-related problems. And if we don't change the circuit, we'll give up overeating and take up over drinking or over texting or something else because the brain's holding us in stress. What's interesting about emotional brain training, EBT, is that the studies show that even 2 years after the study, people mm-hmm. have remarkable sustained effects after treatment ends.
Well,
and that's what we're looking for.
One of the big questions, I have a couple of comments. One of the big questions is resilience. How do you create resilience in adults? And this is obviously, so I think that's an angle you have to kind of pitch too, because resilience, especially in the military medicine and in other areas of medicine, mental health and what have you, resilience is very, very important. And as I said, I think this sounds like it could serve and address that. The other thing is, isn't it remarkable that recently, in the last few years, they've discovered that the pain center in the brain for physical pain is the exact same center for emotional pain. That physical pain and emotional pain all come from the same part of the brain, and that there's I call it the Tylenol study. It was a study that literally said, if you've got a broken heart, take 2 Tylenol and call me in the morning. It's about addressing where the pain is, and it seems that when we get triggered, and people don't realize, but there are a lot of things in life that trigger our primordial or our real primitive instincts. One of them is rejection. One of them is, loss of safety, security, belonging. And I think while we're talking about neuroplasticity, I think people also have to understand that sounds so sophisticated and so wonderful, but what we're really talking about is primitive human brains. We're talking about us as very primitive animals. We hate to think of ourselves that way, because we're all educated, we've all got degrees, and we're all so smart and everything. But when you boil it all down, what it really is about is these primitive needs for safety, security, to have a roof over your head, to have food in your mouth, have a little something squirreled away so when the winter comes, you're not going to starve to death. And after those basics, belonging and relationships are so critical. So today we're looking at these three primal. These are primal, really basic human things, and all of them are being threatened. We're being threatened financially. We're being threatened in terms of, owning a home and having it foreclosed and going bankrupt and, credit card interest and paying for our kids' education. And then we have the relationship component. So have you found that there's one particular topic I understand relationships are always a major, major trigger thing for high levels of stress. Have you found particular areas that are more challenging for us than other areas?
Absolutely, sex. And emotional connection. Sex is great if you're at set point one. See, your brain state's always changing one through five, but it gets in the habit. And if your set point is at four or five, and you love your partner, and you want to have wonderful sex with your partner, you will not. And the reason you will not is because the brain chemicals won't let you if your set point is four or five. Your sex will either shut down and you'll have no desire, or you'll have desires that you don't think are particularly healthy. And so people come because they want to return to love, and emotional connection is exactly the same. Intimacy is the hardest thing that the brain does, and it's easiest for us to go to brain state four or five out of relationships. So think about this. By the way, I just got married. And
congratulations,
mother! Right after 6 years of being together, and we finally said, "Well, why don't we just elope?" And so we did, and so we've had a wonderful time. But I know that I wouldn't be married to this man and be as happy and as fulfilled as I am if we both didn't use these skills. And that's why we want every couple to have both people in the relationship get the EBT skills. For example, right after I was in love with Walt, my husband, and I noticed that all of a sudden he was shutting down, because in stress, people go toward one way or the other. The brain does it. It's not our fault. It's not an issue. It's a brain thing. We either distance and dry up and judge, or we become hopelessly needy and rescue. Well, I'm more the rescuer type in stress, and of course, he's the distancer. So, you know, in my own way, I said to him one night, I said, "You know, I really love you, but, you know, I feel so bored with you right now because I don't feel like you're even here. And I need you to know if you learn EBT with me, maybe our relationship will work out." And so we sat down and we used the tools, and I'll show you how to use the tools. And within 10 minutes, we were not only close again and we felt alive in each other's life, but we had desire. So a lot of people come to EBT because they can see that they can go out in the world. They can be a successful doctor or lawyer or business person or startup person, but the stress shows up in their relationships. You can't fake relationships. The brain has to be wired at one, really able to be highly resilient. And they're just skills. I first taught them to children, so they're easy to learn.
Well, you're not getting off this call, Dr. Laurel, unless you unless you give us a little blueprint here. Okay, I'll give you an example.
So remember, you get the app, you learn all of the tools, so you have a full set, you try them out for a while, have fun, and then you learn how to rewire four issues in your life. It might be relationships, it might be sex, it might be procrastination, it might be anxiety, whatever it is. And then after that, you just move up your set point until you're wired for joy. That's the point. But I want to give you one really important skill right now. And the thing that kills me about this whole method of emotional brain training is that most of what we found by just going to the pureness of science is that what is conventional wisdom is totally wrong about how to process life. Conventional wisdom is, well, you really shouldn't complain, and definitely don't be angry. Well, it turns out that unless you complain, you don't target the circuit that's bothering you that you want to clear. And unless you express anger, the circuit stays closed. And even if you feel a little bit better, the circuit won't change. So you'll revisit that same pattern of maybe minding someone's business or judging someone or overeating or whatever it is. So I'm going to give you just one skill within emotional brain training. It's called the Be Positive tool. Are you ready?
Okay. Listen up, everybody, and get your pencils ready. Okay.
Listen, remember, you have to be, you can be an emotional being. Instead of being shut down and only thinking, once you learn these skills, emotions are easy. Emotions are, you can move from stress to joy. It only takes a couple minutes. You just got to learn these skills. So you start off, and the first thing is, let's say, I know, okay, take a nice deep breath. I'm at brain, what number am I? I'm at brain state four. I'm definitely stressed. I feel like nasty inside and crummy, and the world looks terrible. And I feel so negative. I'm going to use the Be Positive tool. Now, remember, if you're just Be Positive without going through the negative emotions, you're a fraud.
because it does not work that way in the brain. The brain says, if you want to feel really good and be gritty, really deeply joyful, you've got to move through your negative feelings until they naturally turn to positive, and then they're bright, shiny, positive emotions. So the first thing is, you're going to complain. Oh, you want me to do one? I'll just do one right now. I have plenty to complain about.
Okay, sure, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. Now, remember, the whole thing about this is you use your neocortex, your thinking brain, to say a lead-in. Now, these took 10 years to develop. They're absolutely precise. The brain is very precise with self-regulation. So all you do is you go to the app, you get the lead-in, the first phrase, and then you say it with your thinking brain, and then you have to pause, which is always hard, and you wait for maybe 5 seconds, and you wait for something to come up from your body just to bubble up, and that's the wisdom of your emotional brain, and that's the real genuine answer, not the answer you're going to think your way out of. So I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm just going to use the lead-in, and just to give you a sense, I'm going to complain, then I'm going to find what I'm most upset about, and then I'm going to let loose with anger to completely decrease my stress so that my thinking brain stays online so I'm in control. I'm going to say one sadness, fear, and guilt. And what's going to happen then is my whole being is going to move to positive emotions because the brain wants us to move through stress to joy. So I'll do that right now. The situation is I have a brand new baby, my first grandchild, and he's all the way in Texas, and I don't get to see him. I should be lucky to have a grandchild. And here I'm complaining, but that's because I'm in stress. You know, I'm a little dingy right now. And that's what stress does to us. What I'm most stressed about is I'm afraid he won't know me. Now I'm going to express anger. Three big angers, three lead-ins. I feel angry that he's all the way down in Texas. I can't stand it that I love this little kid and I can't see him. I hate it that I finally have a grandchild and I can't touch him and hold him and change his diaper and all that, except maybe a couple times a year. Notice the anger stops. This is absolutely normal. Everyone's brain on the planet works the same way. When the anger stops, you pause and connect with yourself. You get one sadness, one fear, one guilt, and then you go to the positive. I'm going to feel the feeling, not just express it. That's a waste of time. You want to feel it. I feel sad that I can't be a real grandma to my grandson. I feel it. It flows through you. You're getting the stress to flow through you. I feel afraid that I'm a bad grandma. Waiting, see, it's the pausing. Don't think your way out of it. Just feel it in your body. I feel guilty that I am not getting on the phone more and using the WhatsApp or whatever and seeing him more. I got to do that. In fact, I think I'll do it tonight. I feel grateful that my son and his beautiful wife had a baby. I feel happy that I have love in my life and a new baby to adore and to learn from. I feel secure that even though I don't live in Texas, I can do the best I can to be a loving force in that little boy's life. And I feel proud that I've processed my stress. So I feel full of joy and ready to go. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Well, there you are.
There you are. It's natural. Everyone can do it.
Now, this is really amazing. I'm sure that there are listeners like me going, wow, it's that simple. Processing. I mean, personally, I've always felt that processing is critical. You got to process everything, and you got to get it out, or it will get stuck in there. But think how long it's taken to identify this basic, relatively intuitive way that we are human beings, where we feel our feelings and we don't push them away. We honor them. We embrace them. We accept them. And we kind of humble ourselves to them. And then we give ourselves an out. We're allowed to complain. We're allowed to feel sad. We're allowed to then, you know, go through other feelings that bring us back to feeling good. And think about how amazing it is that how long it's taken. You know,
well, I've got to tell you something. It does take 40 years. But I will say, in fact, I had a dinner party over here with all the UCSF researchers, and we were all sitting around the backyard, all the
faculty at UCSF, 200 of them have gone through EBT. So they have the common language where you can look across the table and you say, hey, I'm at 5. Put your hand up. I'm at brain state 5. And the other one says, I'm at 2. So you kind of know exactly what's going on with the person. So we were out on my back deck and we were having a barbecue. And I said, can you believe it's taken me 4 years to get this down to the simplicity of an app? And my dear friend, Linda Frasetto, who's a brilliant researcher, she looked at me as if I was a dumbbell. And she says, don't you think getting the emotional brain into an app could take 40 years? But I will say, the only way in this day and age that you can change the paradigm of health to say it's really about the emotional brain, there are very simple tools that we can take control of that brain to clear away the stress, is to make it so quick and easy and simple that you can give it to your teenager, you can give it to your 95-year-old grandmother, or you can use it yourself throughout the workday.
Yeah, our nervous systems are going so fast. The world is spinning so fast. Information is coming so fast. Technology is moving so quickly that, yeah, we kind of have to adapt it. When you were talking about your colleagues, it reminded me of the Enneagram. If anybody's into the Enneagram, which is kind of a way of identifying your, you know, emotional personality, so to speak, you go out and you've got people, well, I'm a 6 and I'm a 7. So we start being identified by our numbers instead of, other ways. But we have to take another break. Laurel, this is flying by. We're going to come back after a short break. And then we want to talk about your books. You've got a lot of books. Let's talk about your books. Let's talk about where people can do your courses. You've got a wonderful website where they can sign up and take all kinds of wonderful courses and stuff. So don't go away, anybody. We will be back very shortly with Dr. Laurel Mellon.
Dr. Gass is on the advisory board of HealthCorp, a new program which was begun by Dr. Mehmet Oz.
65% are overweight and 35% are obese, and the sharpest rise in this country is between the age group of 4 to 8 years old.
Throughout his career, he has been inspired by patients who have experienced dramatic recoveries through lifestyle changes.
The National Institute of Whole Health is a perfect example of how people will learn to really take control of their lives in a healthy way.
What they've done is they've collected basically the who's who of integrative health, and they've brought them together to give a series of lectures where they can then communicate with health professionals to basically deliver the message that we have to look at medicine from a different perspective.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health and their accredited professional continuing educational programs, go to www.wholepersonhealthcare.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL.
If someone said you could transform your life and enhance your relationships by using a few simple communication techniques that can be applied in almost any setting, would you want to learn these skills? If the answer is yes, you've picked up the right book. This easy-to-read guide is loaded with simple skills that have been scientifically shown to have a huge impact on our relationships. By using the steps in this book, you will be able to enhance not only your life, but the lives of everyone around you. If you have the intention to practice and apply these skills, it will become a natural part of who you are. A true must-read for anyone who wants to transform their professional and personal lives. Changing behavior. Immediately transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills by Georgiana Donadio.
You can purchase Changing Behavior by Dr. Georgiana Donadio by visiting Amazon.com, where it is available in both Kindle ebook and paperback.
Are you tired of not feeling heard and not feeling valued? Are you longing to receive the love and respect you want? There is a solution right now. Transform your relationships with easy-to-learn, proven communication skills. Dr. Georgiana Donadio, relationship communication expert and number one national best-selling, award-winning author of Changing Behavior, explores the unconscious patterns contributing to stress, lack of fulfillment in our relationship interactions. By learning and applying the simple principles of behavioral engagement, which has been clinically tested in leading hospitals, to develop mindful pure presence, you can experience the happiness and fulfillment you deserve in your relationships. Begin changing your behavior today with Living Above the Drama radio show host, Dr. Georgiana Donatio. Call 888-354-4325. 888-354-HEAL. Call now.
Become credentialed for the emerging medical health and wellness field. Work within healthcare environments or start your own private practice and bill for your services with your own NPI number. Train for this exciting specialty in patient-focused health and wellness education with the National Institute of Whole Health, NIWH, the only nationally accredited training program for patient health education and advocacy. Open to credentialed health and education professionals, our training qualifies for health educator liability insurance, a national provider identification number, and our expert-prepared billing and coding manual.
For more information about the National Institute of Whole Health, visit www.niwh.org or call 1-888-354-HEAL, 888-354-4325.
Today we're talking to Dr. Laurel Mellon, who is a New York Times best-selling author. She's a health psychologist and an associate clinical professor at the University of California in San Francisco at the School of Medicine. She's also the founder of a really extraordinary behavioral app, if you will, I call the Emotional Brain Training, or EBT, which is becoming really quite well noticed. And you have to tell everybody what, you know, my hero said about your app.
Candace Purr is just an absolutely brilliant woman. And I was giving a talk at Kaiser Permanente, and she was there too. It was about the new healthcare. And so we kind of buddied up, and she said EBT is exactly what she wanted it to be. She says, this is what I've been trying for my whole life, is to figure out a way that anybody can take charge of their chemicals by using simple tools. So I have fond memories of being in the swimming pool teaching her how to do the same tool I just taught you. What
wow.
A beautiful woman. And
yes,
so
yes.
Essentially, there's two parts of this. Number one, if you already are happy, healthy, you have no need for either to rewire a stress issue, whether it's anxiety, depression, overeating, diabetes, some kind of a habit, you know, you probably don't need EBT. You probably just stick with mindfulness or go for a walk. But if you have some stress, or let's say that your set point is more like 2, or 3, where you're not that happy, you feel like you want to be more fulfilled. The way this program works is this. We just go with what the brain likes, which you come in, you go to EBT, Emotional Brain Training, EBT.org. It's all there. There's a million different possibilities for you. You get the app and you play with it. Typically, after playing with the app, you'll say, oh, you know, I have this issue, or I have this thing that I do that I wish I didn't do that I want to take charge of. And so there's a 30-day course there's a book on it, the stress eating solution or the stress overload solution, depending on what you kind of want to deal with. And you notice that you can really move your energy from stress to joy really easily. But most people have 4 places in their brain, little stuck places in their brain, where they get into a flow, but then they get depressed, or they get into a flow and then they start wanting to overeat, or they procrastinate at work or something. Well, most people have 4 of those stuck places, a mood, a behavior, a work situation, a habit. And so you choose 4 of those habits, and then you use the same kind of tools I just mentioned, these flow tools of emotions, in a focused way to essentially rewire that stuck place so it's easier to change. Once you've done that, we don't want you to focus on problems because you don't have any problems. You know how to get from stress to joy, and if something comes up, you know how to break through from it. What we want you to do is continue with the advanced work to get your brain up to full self-actualization,
where you have a set point, a natural resiliency set point in a state of neural integration where you have the seven rewards, the richest rewards of life: sanctuary, authenticity, vibrancy, integrity, intimacy, spirituality, and freedom. And if you can get your set point up to one, you not only can be there for yourself and your loved ones, but you can use your own talents to the best use to give back to the world. So what we're in the process of doing is saying, we're in the age of the emotional brain now. We're here for you. You can have an app. You can have a weekly group. You can have an intensive. That's what people love, is you go in for 30 minutes a day. All this is over the phone, with a small group, very intimate, six people and a coach, and you change your brain in 1 month. People just love it. So whatever you want is there, because what our dedication is to this. I am, you know, frankly speaking, I'm a health psychologist. I'm a professor at the university, and I'm also, you know, I burn the cookies all the time, and, you know, I've had my own fair share of mistakes and difficulties, and somehow it's worked that through these years, I've been able to develop with my colleagues a method that gives everyone the opportunity to take charge of their unconscious mind in a happy, positive, and effective way. And because stress is the number one problem worldwide in causing all these things you see that you don't like in the news, we want as many people as possible to get the skills, have fun with them, learn how to rewire, and get wired for joy, for that flow state in which you can be your best self. And that's how we change the world, and that's how we save the planet.
What a wonderful way to conclude this conversation. Laurel, I am so excited for you, and I'm so excited for the people, all of us who are going to be learning about this. I'm sure that in a year from now, it's going to be everywhere, I'm sure, without any doubt. And as more organizations, you know, embrace this, it'll become more and more familiar, and it won't seem so mystical for us to be able, you know, to really have good self-care. Now, let's talk about, you've got a couple of books, The Stress Eating Solution and The Stress Overload Solution, and those can be found anywhere books are sold. Is that correct?
Yes, on Amazon. Absolutely, on Amazon.
Wonderful. Not only as, you know, are there books, but as Laurel said, she has a website where you can go, which is EBT, E as in Edward, B as in boy, T as in Tom, .org, and you can jump in and you can begin to experiment, play with, get to know, and then feel confident maybe to move forward and participate in an online group, moving your skills and moving you know, your life and your emotions and your joy forward. Any closing thoughts that you want to share with us? Any upcoming major things? You've got so much going on. What did they say to you? They said something wonderful to you at the university about your training. Something about the Pulitzer Prize?
This work has more impact on the country than many other things that have gotten a lot more acclaim. Because this is not from a pharmacy company, and this is not a profit center. These are tools that anyone can learn, and because of that, it's not gotten the attention that it really deserves, because if we can clear away the stress in our body or brain, there's nothing we can't do. And with that stress, what we get is a very stuck state, and people who are not wired for purpose, but wired to do things that they wish they hadn't. So we really believe that this, we're at the forefront of a new paradigm. We wrote a whole article on this, a new paradigm in healthcare. Rewire the stress response so that people can get from stress to joy. And that's how they have a foundation to their healthcare. Then all their healthcare goes much better because they've got that foundation in connection and well-being.
Dr. Laurel Millen, wonderful, insightful, brilliant, inspiring conversation. I thank you so much and can't wait to see where EBT takes us in the next 10 years. Thank you so much for being on the program.
What a pleasure, and thank you.
And listeners, don't forget to join us again next week for another uplifting, inspiring, and informational program here on Living Above the Drama.